Listen to God's Word for April 25th. Today's reading includes 2 Samuel 4 and Psalms 6, 8 through 10, and 14. May God bless this reading of His Word. Second Samuel 4. Now when Ishbosheth, son of Saul, heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost courage, and all Israel was dismayed. Saul's son had two men who were leaders of raiding parties. One was named Baana, and the other Rechab. They were sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, of the tribe of Benjamin. Beeroth is considered part of Benjamin, because the Beerothites fled to Gittaim and have lived there as foreigners to this day. And Jonathan, son of Saul, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the report about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. His nurse picked him up and fled, but as she was hurrying to escape, he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Now Rechab and Baana, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, set out and arrived at the house of Ishbosheth in the heat of the day, while the king was taking his midday nap. They entered the interior of the house as if to get some wheat, and they stabbed him in the stomach. Then Rechab and his brother Baana slipped away. They had entered the house while Ishbosheth was lying on his bed, and having stabbed and killed him, they beheaded him, took his head, and traveled all night by way of the Arabah. They brought the head of Ishbosheth to David at Hebron, and said to the king, "Here is the head of Ishbosheth, son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life. Today the Lord has granted vengeance to my lord the king against Saul and his offspring." But David answered Rechab and his brother Baana, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, "As surely as the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from all distress, when someone told me, 'Look, Saul is dead,' and thought he was a bearer of good news, I seized him and put him to death at Ziklag. That was his reward for his news. How much more when wicked men kill a righteous man in his own house and on his own bed, shall I not require his blood from your hands and remove you from the earth?" So David commanded his young men, and they killed Rechab and Baana. They cut off their hands and feet and hung their bodies by the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in Abner's tomb in Hebron. Psalm 6, for the choir master, with stringed instruments, according to Sheminith, a psalm of David. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am frail. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is deeply distressed. How long, O Lord? How long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver my soul. Save me because of your loving devotion. For there is no mention of you in death. Who can praise you from Sheol? I am weary from groaning. All night I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes fail from grief. They grow dim because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace. Psalm 8, for the choir master, according to Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth! You have set your glory above the heavens. From the mouths of children and infants you have ordained praise on account of your adversaries to silence the enemy and avenger. When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler of the works of your hands. You have placed everything under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Psalm 9. For the choir master, to the tune of The Death of the Son, a psalm of David. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will recount all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies retreat, they stumble and perish before you, for you have upheld my just cause. You sit on your throne judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have erased their name forever and ever. The enemy has come to eternal ruin, and you have uprooted their cities. The very memory of them has vanished. But the Lord abides forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He judges the world with justice. He governs the people with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim his deeds among the nations. For the avenger of bloodshed remembers. He does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. Be merciful to me, O Lord. See how my enemies afflict me. Lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare all your praises, that within the gates of daughter Zion I may rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into a pit of their making. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by the justice he brings. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked will return to Sheol, all the nations who forget God. For the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the oppressed forever dashed. Rise up, O Lord. Do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Lay terror upon them, O Lord. Let the nations know they are but men. Psalm 10. Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide in times of trouble? In pride, the wicked pursue the needy. Let them be caught in the schemes they devise. For the wicked man boasts in the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his schemes, there is no God. He is secure in his ways at all times. Your lofty judgments are far from him. He sneers at all his foes. He says to himself, I will not be moved. From age to age, I am free of distress. His mouth is full of cursing, deceit, and violence. Trouble and malice are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages. In ambush, he slays the innocent. His eyes watch in stealth for the helpless. He lies in wait like a lion in a thicket. He lurks to seize the oppressed. He catches the lowly in his net. They are crushed and beaten down. The hapless fall prey to his strength. He says to himself, God has forgotten. He hides his face and never sees. Arise, O Lord! Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why has the wicked man renounced God? He says to himself, You will never call me to account. But you have regarded trouble and grief. You see to repay it by your hand. The victim entrusts himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call him to account for his wickedness until none is left to be found. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations perish from his land. You have heard, O Lord, the desire of the humble. You will strengthen their hearts. You will incline your ear to vindicate the fatherless and oppressed, that the men of the earth may strike terror no more. Psalm 14, for the choir master, of David. The fool says in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt, their acts are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if any understand, if any seek God. All have turned away, they have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will the workers of iniquity never learn? They devour my people like bread. They refuse to call upon the Lord. There they are, overwhelmed with dread. For God is in the company of the righteous. You sinners frustrate the plans of the oppressed, yet the Lord is their shelter. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come from Zion! When the Lord restores his captive people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.